We're joined in the media center by Funny Car number one qualifier, Courtney Force, who's 3.851 second pass from last night, reset both ends of the track record. It's your 12th career number one and the second of the season, and you were last year's champion at this race. It's got to feel good.
It does. It definitely feels good coming, you know, back to a track that we were able to win at last year, and then to come right out and be number one qualifier. It feels great, you know, for this Advanced Auto Parts team. Our Chevy Camaro, luckily, has been a little bit more consistent than we've seen at the past few races, so that definitely makes me feel a little bit more comfortable going into tomorrow. Obviously, you know, when you run a killer run like we did in Q2, the conditions were prime, and to be able to come out here, I was more concerned about what we would do today, you know, based on, you know, race day tomorrow. So I feel good that we're able to get down in the heat, not really knowing what it's going to be tomorrow. It might cool off. I heard there's a cold front coming, but it feels great. I feel like we've got more of a consistent race car, which was our goal coming off of Las Vegas testing. So I feel like we're heading in the right direction. I'm completely focused on tomorrow, but to see, you know, our car set both ends of the track record, 385 with a 1, and then to go out today in the middle of the day and to run a 389, you know, it really goes to show that our team's got our heads on straight right now, and we're going to fight for it tomorrow. But, you know, I think we've got a fast hot rod because we know where to shop, and that's Advanced Auto Parts.
I know you get the good car and everything, but kind of struggled a little bit in the first round lately.
We have. That's exactly. And, you know, like I was saying earlier, we've been number one qualifier, and we've had some bad luck. We've been kind of stumbling over our own 2 feet, trying to get trying to get through the first round, and we keep going out. And I think it's partially our own mistake of just pushing the car too hard, and instead of just giving it, a solid race day setup. When you're coming from the number one qualifying spot, you should maybe play it a little bit more safe in the first round. But I feel like we've just been so excited about how our car's running that we feel like we're expecting a lot more out of it, and we've got a great race car. You've seen it flying down the track, but to be able to be a little bit more consistent, I've seen this weekend, makes me feel a lot better going into tomorrow. So, you know, fingers crossed that we can get through that first round. I haven't seen who I have yet, but either way, I know it's going to be a tough competitor, so we're going to have to give it our all if we want to pick up some of those points, because we're starting to be a little bit behind.
Yeah,